Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On a grand day here at Laurel Valley Golf Club for the Folds of Honor Charity Golf Tournament, which in its own way is a big deal for us as a radio station, an organization that supports the families of veterans and makes everything they do easier after everything they gave to our country. So that's why we're here, and it's a perfect place. It's a magnificent setting to be talking about Kenny Pickett becoming the Steelers' starting quarterback. A dream I've had for a long time, and a fantasy that'll be realized Sunday, 5 days from now. We got a taste of the Kenny Pickett era against the Jets. We got our feet wet, if you will, and now we're going to get the real deal Sunday against Buffalo and a job that I don't think Pickett will give back for some time. This is just the first step in what I think will be a wild ride and an awesome journey with Kenny Pickett. We're going to take some of your calls here on the Steelers going to Pickett, how you feel about it, your thoughts on the timing of it. Was it the right decision? You heard Big Ben on his football and podcast there with Spencer, the Christian rapper, talking about how he didn't think Mitch really deserved to get benched. It was the whole offense that was stagnant, Chris. And Ben feels like one man is bearing the brunt of things. That really, it was a game of inches. That if Johnson had scored a touchdown, we'd still be talking about Trubisky going into Buffalo against his old team and being their starting quarterback on Sunday.
We might be, but if Ben should know better than anybody, it is a game of inches, and it's also a game of results, and that's why if you're not getting the results and you're not entrenched as a starter and a future Hall of Famer like he was, you're liable to be pulled at any minute. Like, I would think that the guy who has actually seen it happen and didn't have to deal with it because he performed at such a high level would understand what the exacting standards are, not only for the NFL, but especially for this franchise. Like, that's what surprises me. Like, I would think Ben, unless he just has, like, a soft spot for Trubisky personally, likes the guy, which we found out apparently everybody does, I don't understand why you defend him after he didn't play well and they weren't putting up points. They're 23rd in the league in scoring, dude. Like, that's what gets me about it.
But I also think that Ben's default setting is to think that Canada's the reason why their offense stinks. He thought Canada was a bad coordinator last year that held him back, prevented him from putting up bigger numbers and doing more in his final season. And so I think in that situation, when he's talking about the whole offense is stagnant, I think he's pointing the finger more at the offensive coordinator and thinks the coordinator is more to blame, and the quarterback, only in his fourth start with a new team, shouldn't be made the fall guy. I disagree with him on that. But I think that's where Ben, when he traces the Steelers' problems, I think he puts it on the offensive coordinator.
Well, this goes back, though, to him supporting Trubisky even before the season started and saying, no, I think Mitch should be the guy and everything else. I really didn't understand that either, because did he not look at Trubisky?
Well,
he played against, I mean, you know, he's in the league at the same time against the guy.
He really went to bat for Trubisky to the point where he, I think, and listen to this, people, this is Ben going after Trubisky critics following the game on Sunday.
I heard, again, I am not on the social media and all this stuff, but I heard that some of the media or people were kind of giving Mitch some flack for his post-game presser.
What?
And for, like, maybe being short with his answers. What do you expect? Like, give the man a break.
Come on, man.
He just got pulled at halftime. And people have been chanting for Kenny for weeks now.
Come on.
Don't give that guy grief because he feels like he's frustrated or maybe he wants to do better. Like, come on. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just annoying.
Well, the reason why anybody gave Trubisky grief, I guess I'll take maybe Ben was talking about me when he said that. I don't know. There was no accountability from Trubisky after the game.
He just seemed pretty raw and sour about the whole thing.
He was ticked off that he got benched, but there was no feeling from him. He did not say at all that he had played a poor game or that he come on. Trubisky to me is not a sympathetic figure right now. He was paid like a backup.
He was paid like a backup. That's all anybody should need to know. When you're paid what he was paid in the contract that he was given, you should know you're on thin ice. Like, I actually can understand where Ben is coming from a little bit. Like, give the guy a break for being raw, like a raw nerve after the game. But that's it, man. It's professional sports. You aren't making $30 million a year. You aren't making the kind of salary that suggests that the team has a ton of faith in you. So don't act mad when they don't show that faith in you.
So it sounds like Ben thinks that they didn't give Trubisky enough of a chance. They didn't give him enough time. They should have been more patient with him, even though the offense was struggling. So that's Roethlisberger's take on things. Mike Tomlin today. Mike Tomlin on Kenny Pickett going in and what our expectations should be or how we should – analyze and critique Kenny Pickett now that he's the starting quarterback and ready to play against Buffalo 5 days from now.
He's a young guy. He's going to grow throughout this process, but make no mistake about it. We're not grading him on a curve. He's not grading himself on a curve. There's an expectation of quality play and playing to win.
I am going to at first give Pickett more benefit of the doubt if he does not put up electrifying numbers in these first few games. Donnie, you just sent out an excellent tweet. Can you recap for people that are just tuning in? Can you lay out for them what Pickett, the daunting task that Pickett has ahead of him over the next four games? His welcome to the NFL moment is going to come in Buffalo when it's his job for the first time. No competition. We drafted you in the first round for a reason. The first test is Buffalo, a team picked to win the Super Bowl. And then what happens from there, Donnie Football?
So after Buffalo, his first four starts lay out to be on the road against the Super Bowl favorite, the Bills. Then he faces perhaps the greatest guy to ever play football, Tom Brady, his first home start. Then, again,
maybe with his marital strife behind him,
yes,
divorce attorneys hired, personal life, some clarity there, all his energy can go into football. You might get that Tom Brady, who's taking out his personal life problems on the Steelers.
Then it's Sunday Night Football on the road, a primetime game in Miami. We don't know if they'll have Tua, but regardless, a primetime game three games in for Kenny Pickett on the road. And then the fourth game against a team that looks like they're poised to contend for a Super Bowl in a city that is roughly 75 miles from where Kenny Pickett grew up in New Jersey.
That he grew up rooting for in a raucous, rollicking situation with the Eagles fans believing that they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's as tough as it gets. It is. And that's why I'm not trying to make excuses or try to take blame and shift it to somebody else before the guy even makes his first start. But I don't anticipate Pickett being great here right out of the box. I think there are some things about his personality and his competitive spirit that I think make it easier for a rookie to go into a situation like this. I feel better about Pickett for the next four games than I would have if the Steelers had stayed with Trubisky, obviously. But I also don't think that Kenny makes such a big difference for a bad team with a crappy offensive coordinator, a shaky offensive line, wide receivers who suddenly don't want to catch the ball, a defense that can't play with Watt, and we don't know when Watt, if it is against Tampa, when Watt comes back in 2 weeks, what version of TJ Watt we're going to get. Is he playing at 100%? Is he playing at 50%? Probably better than Malik Reed, but still maybe not elite all-pro defensive player of the year TJ Watt. So defense still can't really stop the run consistently. Dying in the fourth quarter of games. Like, Pickett can cannot, I don't think he's going to be a miracle worker from day one, and that's okay. Now, you still want to see enough that makes you believe. Like, that's why I think he passed the eyeball test against the Jets. There were three interceptions. All three were catchable balls. But overall, the team moved the ball better. He made big plays. He gave them a spark, like Tomlin said. They lost to an awful team, but to me, it wasn't his fault. So I don't look at Kenny Pickett right now and have expectations or aspirations for him from day one like he's vintage Ben Roethlisberger. He's also not walking into a situation like Ben did when he was a rookie where he could hand the ball off 25 times. The defense was only going to give up 10 points, and if you scored two touchdowns, you were pretty much a lock to win. You're facing Josh Allen with your defense depleted, and even when it's at full strength, outside of one game, it hasn't looked good this year. So, grade Kenny on a curve. I'm going to grade him like I do rookie quarterbacks, which is to say my expectations are that the guy shows flashes and shows signs that eventually he's going to lead you to where you want to go, but I don't expect it to happen day one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're on his football and podcast. And by the way, the Spencer guy agrees with everything Ben says. I will offer up my services right now. I'll do that podcast in a second if Ben wants to get back together and start making audio together again like we did on the Ben Roethlisberger show. I'm offering up my services. I'm not going to interrogate Ben if he's going to have me down into his lovely basement and drink beers with him, but I'm actually going to give him my opinion, and I don't know why Ben would take that personally because now we're not critiquing him as a player. We're talking more about what the Steelers are doing in 2022. So, Ben, if you're listening, I'm available. I'll come down. I'll pick out some beers for us. And if you're looking for someone to Wally Pip, looking for someone to Lou Gehrig, Spencer, I'm willing to do so. And by the way, one more thing on that comment from Ben about the Pickett play. I talked to somebody this morning who said it brilliantly, someone who I trust immensely when it comes to quarterback play, who said that throw from Pickett, questionable decision, but excellent throw. Questionable decision. The throw, though, itself was excellent. The ball should have been caught. That's one of those, he said, that's like in basketball when a guy forces a shot and you say, no, 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 yes, because it goes in. Questionable decision to throw the ball to Freiermuth in that spot, but the ball was where it needed to be, and Freiermuth just didn't catch it. So now it's Pickett Day. It's official. He's going in as quarterback. I don't think that Tomlin will take the job away from him. We're going to get Pickett unless he gets hurt the rest of the year. This is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been hoping for. This is what I wanted from day one. So I'm excited. We're 5 days away from Pickett making his first career start, of which will be many successful ones. And I want to hear how fans feel about it at 412-928-9370. I have to excuse my partner, Chris Muller, who had to leave here at Laurel Valley with a case of explosive diarrhea. So Mulsey had to leave. I don't know if he'll be back before now and the end of the show, but Chris had to tap out for a few minutes because of a horrible case of explosive diarrhea. So if you want to extend some heartfelt or thoughtful comments to Chris on Twitter, go ahead and do so because he's dealing with it. I don't know. I think he had something before he got here. He stopped off at a gas station, not a get-go, of course, and it did not sit well with him. So he's out of commission right now, so that's why I really need your calls, too, to balance things out at 412-928-9370. So if you want to send a nice, thoughtful message to Chris about his explosive diarrhea, by all means. Here's Ed on the fan. Hello, Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hey, what's up, Pony?
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, I totally agree with you. I've been waiting for, excuse me, I've been waiting for this day for a while. I think now that you do have Pickett in there, you got to stick with him for the rest of the year. You can't yank him. You know, let him take his lumps this year. It'll be a learning year. And then just gear up for next year because, like you
Ed,
said,
you
we got a lot of tough
struggle? Years. Are you worried because of the schedule and what he has around him and the offensive coordinator that he's not going to put up good numbers?
You know what, though? But I'm not so much worried about the numbers as I am maybe about him getting hurt. But I think okay. I think with the experience, you know, he's had Canada's offense back in Pitt. So, I mean, he sort of knows what to expect, what's going to be run, even though it's probably a little bit more more sophisticated since it's in the NFL.
Well, I don't know about that, Ed, and thank you for the call. I don't know about that, if it's any more sophisticated with Canada. That's part of the problem. And I also have to point out that he was recruited by Canada but never played for him. So he was never actually in the offense. He got a sales pitch on it, but he never actually played in it until he ended up here in Pittsburgh. Here is Neil in Coraopolis. Hello, Neil.
Hey, Pony. My condolences to Mueller. Hope he feels better. But
I can go
energy...
down the hall during a break and say that Neil expressed those thoughts, but thank you for that. Go ahead.
But, yeah, the energy from him coming in, I wasn't excited as you because I don't think anyone can be. But
fair.
I just think that I'm not worried about him getting hurt. I'm not worried about him not knowing what to do. He's going to be a pro. He's going to be good. What I am worried about is Chase Claypool being the most overrated guy that we've ever had because of those 10 games, his first 10 games. And I don't think the guy can judge a fly ball if he played baseball. And so I just hope that they could, like, maybe throw Boykin in there, do something, get somebody else in there because he stinks.
Thanks, Neil. That's, you know, that's another fact-finding mission that we're on here. You know, everybody involved in the offense last year got, like, this built-in Ben Roethlisberger excuse, like, well, Claypool's good downfield. Ben can't get the ball there. You know, we don't know if Deontay Johnson is just a short yardage possession receiver because Ben doesn't want to push the envelope with him. Pickens obviously didn't play with Ben. The offensive line, Najee. I mean, there are questions that a lot of people shifted to Ben last year and said, well, he's the reason that it held everybody back. Well, now we'll see. I mean, early returns on Claypool, the first time Kenny called his number, the guy's got to make that catch. Go to my Twitter page, go to @ThePonyExpress, and look at the photo that I posted of Chase Claypool. The ball is circled. Look at where he is relative to the Jets defenders on that throw. That quote-unquote underthrown, poorly thrown ball by Pickett that hit Claypool in the hands. He has got to make that catch. You got him to be a big receiver who goes up and catches balls a la Larry Fitzgerald. And he's done the exact opposite. He's turned touchdowns into interceptions sometimes because he doesn't make those plays. 412-928-9370. Joe is next. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up? Hey, did Mahler get a cart like DK Metcalf to get down to the bathroom?
You know what? Here at Laurel Valley, they probably would have carried him like a king. Like they have one of those pedestal stands that they carry you off down. Yeah, you should have seen him, Joe. I've never seen, and he's got a bad knee, and I beat him in the 40 at Pickett's Pro Day. It's the fastest I've ever seen him run to a bathroom. What happened about 10 minutes ago? It was unbelievable.
Nice. So I got a crazy take, okay?
Go ahead.
First off,
I'm listening.
Upset,
I like those.
Upset alert in Buffalo, okay? And I think, what if, and things are going to go down a rabbit hole here, what if Canada kind of closed up the playbook a little bit just so he could get Pickett out there and now opens it up? And now we see a little bit different offense, You know, Claypool, maybe he spent the whole offseason with Brandon Marshall working on 50-50 balls. We'll see how that works out, but obviously not too good right now. So that's my crazy take
so you,
on it.
So Joe thinks that Canada might have sabotaged Trubisky to some extent.
Maybe. Crazy, but maybe.
All right. Thank you, Joe. I know for a fact, I can say this, and I don't know, I don't think I'm the first, I actually know I'm not the first person to say this. I know that Canada, as far as free agent quarterbacks are concerned, I know Canada liked Brissett more than he liked Trubisky. I know that. And it's not like any, like Brissett's anything special, even though he beat the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. I know that that was not among the available quarterbacks Canada's preference. Now, I think he liked Trubisky more than he liked Rudolph because he felt the mobility would fit his offense better. I don't think that he deliberately held things back for Trubisky to make him look bad. I think Trubisky can do that on his own. And also, I don't want to try to give Canada too much credit. I don't think the guy plays chess with anybody. I don't think he's a next-level thinker. Tony's on the air. Hello, Tony.
Good afternoon. I have 2 points, with, if you'd bear with me.
Sure.
First of all, on Pickett, I like to see him coming in only for this reason. This is the main reason. It's one of the problems. Everybody's talking, is it the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, the receivers? Okay, you get him in there. This is going to whittle down if there's another problem there. Okay, number one, with him there. Then you get to see if it's a play calling, the receiver's not doing what they're supposed to.
What's
and the second
theory?
Point of
what's
it,
Tony
trying to get through
what's
this.
Tony in Pittsburgh's theory? What's your right now, before we see it, what do you think the problem is?
Actually, what I think the problem is, the biggest problem with this team, whether they're going to win or not, is the defense.
Yep.
I think they're overrated.
Okay.
It's a highly paid defense. You got three all-pros there, and it tells you one thing. When you see them performing in the third and fourth quarter, the rest of them are average at best. You have defenses that don't have the quality in one player that we have in three, and their defense are doing way more than we are. I think we've got people in there that's makeshift. It's like, okay, we'll do with this. Guys that shouldn't be on the field. I think that's what the big problem is.
Like, give me somebody on that defense. Give me someone on your defense that you're like, this guy's playing. He's worthless. He does nothing for us. Who's
okay,
one of those
guys?
Okay,
your two middle linebackers are worthless. Okay,
Miles Jack you're throwing in there.
I'm not seeing anything from him. I'm not seeing anything from your nose tackle. Okay, I'm not seeing anything on the other end away from Haywood. Okay, I don't have that much.
No, thanks, Tony. Tony, thanks. I would say a quarter of the way into the season, I set the bar too high on Miles Jack and Ogunjobi. I thought both of those guys would be better. I think Ogunjobi and, to a lesser extent, Jack played pretty well in the first game, just like the overall defense did. But I haven't really seen either one of those guys make a play since. Here's Wade on the fan. Hello, Wade.
How's it going? Great show as always. Thanks for getting me through my afternoon.
Thanks, brother. Sure.
My take on the Pickett thing is it's tremendous. I think it's early, but I think the rest of the city and myself have had enough of Mitch Trubisky just trying to be a quarterback when he doesn't have that killer instinct. Now, here's my
theory. So, Wade, when you say early on Pickett, what do you mean? Like, when would Wade in the North Hills have ideally wanted to go to Kenny Pickett?
I am no coach whatsoever. But I would say –
But you have an opinion. I want to hear what your opinion is.
Like, okay, so probably after the bye week. That's what I thought.
Okay.
But, like,
okay.
Just don't prolong the magic with this. Trubisky, and he's just not doing anything. Now, hear me out here. Can you imagine the folklore over the next six games if Kenny even goes out and performs, like, gets three or two wins after this? And it's not, like, the same Big Ben story, like, when he came in 15 and all that. But just think of this folklore that's going to build behind Kenny Pickett. If he can get that much excitement and turn these
mid-level
teams. Thanks
for the call. Wait, thank you. I think you're spot on. Don't sell yourself short. I think you're right. I mean, it starts with a game where you're the ultimate underdog. You could slay the dragon, this year's dragon. You can slay the dragon that breathed fire on the Steelers for two decades the following week at home. Ben had the hardest time beating Brady. Pickett's going to get a shot at him in his first home start. The two teams that were the last two undefeated teams, two more measuring stick games, the Dolphins and Eagles. I mean, we all remember when Ben beat the Patriots and Eagles in back-to-back weeks, the two teams that ended up playing in the Super Bowl that year. Pickett has a similar start to his career. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, if you're saying he has a chance to start his career in kind of fairy tale Disney movie in a made for Hollywood type way, I agree with that 100%. Here's Pony and Muller's number one fan, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Pony, you got to tell Mulsey not to eat the filth encrusted hot dogs at the Quickie Mart. That's what the problem is. He stopped at the Quickie Mart.
Yeah, he stopped before he came to a luxurious golf club like this. He stopped and got something at a gas station. That makes no sense, Jeff. That is poor planning. That is very poor planning. Yes. Oh, well, he's paying for it now. What do you got for me?
So let the real season begin now. That's what I say. And I said this last night to Mulsey and Pomp. I'm not writing them off this year. I know most everybody thinks they're going to go into the bye 1-7, and we're going to have Tomlin's first losing season ever. But if Pickett being in there and then being committed to him the rest of the year makes the offense that much better, or Pickett ends up being that much better than Mitch, who's to say that he can't get two wins in the next four? I mean, Buffalo looks impossible, but he could get two out of three out of the next three coming. And if that happens, I actually do think they could go on a little bit of a run, and by the end of the year, they could have eight wins. And then, obviously, you're only a few plays away from maybe possibly getting that ninth win. I really think that could happen. And you know what? If it doesn't, oh, well, the way you opened the show, you put it beautifully, Pony. You really did, because it echoes my thoughts exactly. If they do end up having a year with a horrible record, this is the best way to do it. So I'm invested either way.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the kind words there. That's what makes you the number one fan that you are. I think I'm gonna evaluate this season, whether it's a success or failure now, mostly on what happens with Pickett. If the Steelers finish 5-12, but Pickett looks like the real deal, that is a successful season in my estimation. That's the biggest moving forward. You need a quarterback in this league to win. If he looks good from this point on this year, that's all that matters. Above all else. Fan Hotline was presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. I'm telling you, we've got great listeners who call in and make me think. Sometimes make me laugh. Like the DK Metcalf line there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.